Guys, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, this one's kind of a sticky one. Melissa wrote to us, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, need help. Last summer, my husband and I rented a house with another couple for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been close friends for many years. I consider the wife to be my best friend. Recently, my husband confessed to having hooked up with her once during our vacation.
Oh.
After we'd all had too much to drink and the other husband and I had gone to sleep. He begged me not to reveal to my friend that he told me, since, of course, they had sworn themselves to secrecy. I've forgiven my husband for being dumb. I know that he loves me. He has no intention of repeating what happened, but my feelings toward my friend are very ambivalent. If I can forgive my husband, I should also be able to forgive her, but this is difficult because I can't talk things out with her without giving away my husband. It's also very hard for me to maintain our formerly close relationship or friendship, knowing about this breach of trust. Should I just try to forgive and forget, or spill the beans, and possibly wreck a long-time four-way friendship?"
I feel like your husband already wrecked that four-way friendship.
Yes.
I don't feel like that's on you. The onus isn't on you for that.
No. It's on, you know, him and the best friend. It takes two.
Yeah, so if you have to get over it by telling the husband, I guess she must be feeling some sort of way about maybe ruining her former best friend's relationship.
Right.
Maybe not necessarily their friendship, because it sounds like it's been rocky ever since that vacation.
Well, at least in her mind, because she knows. And I don't know how you continue on with the friendship, especially with the best friend, knowing what you know and not telling her that you know. I don't know how you reconcile that. If she's forgiven her husband and patched things up, okay. But she needs to then, I think, if they're going to continue being friends, she's got to, you know, talk with the best friend and say, "Listen, I know what happened. Like, I've forgiven him, but I need to be able to forgive you too, and I need to understand from your point of view that is not going to happen again."
Yeah, I think you're onto something where she needs to go first to the friend.
Yes.
And talk to the friend about this, like, "Hey, if I've been acting some sort of way around you, well, it's for good reason, and here it is," and kind of lay it out and, you know, almost kind of put it back on her, like, "Okay, you know, what are you going to do to fix this?"
And then do we clue in the best friend's husband, or does he just never have to know?
Oh man, that I hate that sort of thing.
I know. That's a tough question too. Like, yes, we got to talk to the best friend, otherwise I don't see how she can continue the friendship if they don't hash it out.
Mm-hmm.
But then do we need to tell the best friend's husband, or do we just let him be blissfully ignorant about the whole thing?
We've got a lot of questions that need answers. So if you have experience in this situation, we'd love to hear your take on it and what you did to maybe either repair the friendship or just say, you know what, this is what you got to do. You got to cut and run or whatever. 502.
We need to part ways.
Yep, 795-1997. Your take on this group therapy next. Group therapy. Melissa's husband confessed to an affair with her best friend while they were on a couple's vacation together last year. Her friend's husband doesn't know anything about it. She's since forgiven him, but is still mad at her friend. Now, does she tell her friend's husband? And as she says, risk ruining their longtime friendship.
Well, and she's wondering, do I talk to the best friend too? Because it's kind of affected the way that I look at her and how I can be friends with her.
And I think we can all agree that 100% of everyone is saying you need to speak up.
Exactly. She's got to go to her best friend and say, "I know.
This isn't a burden you need to bear. Their secret isn't a burden you need to bear. That they put that on you unfairly."
Exactly. And a lot of people are pointing that out, that Emily said that by telling you, then asking you to keep it a secret, your husband has now shifted the responsibility of their affair onto you. He's living the high life because you've forgiven him. And as long as you don't say anything, he has nothing to worry about. But that's not your burden to carry. And you have every right to confront her for breaking your trust.
Yeah, text messages coming in, divorce her husband, divorce her friend, tell her husband, let the chips fall.
Wow.
Yeah, Missy says, look, leave him, tell all, burn it to the ground.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
Lisa's got some personal experience. She said, went through this a few years ago with my friend group. Alcohol is an excuse for something they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
If it happened once, it's going to happen again. If she really wants to work out her marriage, it can no longer include those friends. We found out my friend's husband and another one of our friends had been carrying on for several years. Yeah. That's just not something you can ignore.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's possible to forgive the friend. It wouldn't be possible for me to forgive the husband, but, you know, to each their own.
Yeah, and Jessica brings up a good point on text. She says this wasn't just a random hookup. It was her husband and best friend. Those are the two people she should be able to trust the most.
Yes.
And she definitely needs to talk to the friend and the friend's husband.
Well, Megan is saying that I think telling the husband should be up to the best friend because your husband told you. So talk to the best friend, but it should be her that's breaking the news to her own husband.
Mindy,
but everybody needs to know.
Mindy suggests, you know, look, hey, since the cheating was on a drunken mistake, perhaps we plan a game night where everybody gets sloppy drunk and she just casually spills the beans in front of everybody and lets that uncomfortable unfold. Alcohol can be to blame for that one as well.
Cheers.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow. That would be a scene to behold. See, yeah. But then that I don't know, that's when craziness can happen and hurt feelings, and we have no idea how the other husband would respond and react.
I think everyone is kind of saying the writing's on the wall with this couple. You need to rid you, if you can, and you have come to a point in your life and your relationship with your husband where you guys have moved past this, you have accepted and worked through it, then you need to ax them and just say, hey, we can't be friends anymore. Sorry.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the only, I don't think that they can continue this friendship with this couple in any way if she has any hope of continuing her. I don't know how she would ever trust that those two would not hook up again. It's like it is. True. It's not a random. This is her best friend.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, good luck. I think there's a lot to think about. But just know that everyone is saying you need to speak up.
Yep.
Yep. All right.
So go to the best friend first.
All right. That is group therapy.